Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, it's a pleasant day. In Tel Aviv, people are enjoying mild temperatures and clear skies. Jerusalem is seeing a similar pattern, with a gentle breeze. Haifa is also experiencing a comfortable day, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, from JNS, a Hezbollah explosive drone targeted an IDF vehicle in southern Lebanon earlier today. The IDF called it a blatant violation of the ceasefire agreement. Also, Ynet reports just in. A Hezbollah explosive drone hit an IDF vehicle near the Ali Tahir Ridge. The vehicle was damaged, but there were no casualties. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, an IDF source criticized remarks by Defense Minister Katz. The comments, made at a Channel 14 conference, led to an apology to the CENTCOM commander. Separately, I-24 News reports that the U.S. and Saudi Arabia launched strikes on Iranian proxies in Iraq earlier today. This was in response to Iran firing missiles at U.S. forces in Jordan. And finally, from Forward, anti-Semitism watchdogs in seven countries conclude that 2025 was the deadliest year for Jews in decades. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24, a regional news platform, posted just minutes ago about a memorial dinner in Washington, D.C. It honored the late Senator Lindsey Graham and was attended by Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and senior U.S. officials. UINet Global highlighted the Hezbollah explosive drone incident in a post from earlier today. They detailed the damage to the IDF vehicle but confirmed there were no casualties. Jonathan Lewis, a political commentator, posted just now questioning Ireland's historical solidarity with the oppressed. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Hezbollah drone attack, JNS reports that the incident occurred during a routine patrol. The IDF condemned the attack as a serious breach of the ceasefire. This highlights ongoing tensions in the region, despite attempts at maintaining peace. Turning to the criticism of Defense Minister Katz, Israel Hayom reveals that his comments caused diplomatic friction with the United States. The remarks suggested American planes were involved in activities that were not publicly acknowledged. This incident underscores the delicate nature of U.S.-Israel relations. Meanwhile, I-24 News provides context on the U.S. and Saudi strikes in Iraq. These strikes targeted Iranian-backed groups, escalating a broader regional conflict. Iran's retaliatory missile strikes on U.S. forces in Jordan mark a significant escalation. This development could impact future diplomatic efforts in the region. Finally, the Forward reports on the rise in anti-Semitic violence. The watchdog's conclusion about 2025 reflects a worrying trend for Jewish communities worldwide. It underscores the need for increased vigilance and international cooperation to combat anti-Semitism. Turning to business and markets. First, from Israel Hayom Business, young families in Israel are shifting their dreams. They now seek cities that offer community beyond just an apartment in the center. Separately, CTech reports that Israeli startup GroundCover has raised $10 million. The company aims to replace traditional monitoring platforms, adapting to the data surge from cloud and AI systems. And finally, Globes discusses Israeli banks cutting ties with the Palestinian Authority. Discount Bank and Bank Hapoalim are urging the government to step in and provide correspondent bank services. This move reflects growing concerns over financial stability in the region. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.